Dominican Republic to take care of me and my sister, Giselle, who was 8 at the time. It felt weird coming home from school and not seeing my mom. Every time the phone rang, I was sure that it was bad news.
Okay, Ralph says that every time the phone rang, he was sure it was bad news. He doesn't say what bad news he was expecting, but I think he was probably afraid it was the hospital calling to say his mom had gotten sicker or even died. Did you notice that this section was called Family Crisis? I wasn't sure what the word crisis means, but it's clear that Ralph's life has been turned upside down, and so have all his family members' lives. So I think a crisis is when a major bad event takes place. Let's continue reading to find out how Ralph deals with this crisis. Go to the section called Tough Times at Home on page 25 and start with when my mom came home about a week later.
Tough Times at Home. When my mom came home about a week later, she still seemed really sick. I kept asking my aunt, "Is she going to pass away? What am I going to do?" She'd say, "She's not going to die. She's going to be here. Your mom is strong." My little sister didn't know my mom had cancer. My parents had decided to keep it from her because they thought telling her would add more stress to the situation. But Giselle could tell something was wrong. She'd ask me, "What's wrong with Mom? Why is everybody crying?" I would get frustrated. I'd be like, "Giselle, leave it alone." But she'd ask again and again. I think the whole thing made me closer to Giselle, though, because I had to protect her. I'd play house with her and do whatever she wanted to make her feel better. I knew that.